Greg Powell has owned Powell the Florist in Mishawaka since the mid-80s. The shop has been struggling to make sales since it relies on business from weddings, funerals, and celebrations, most of which have been postponed or canceled because of the coronavirus. Powell says they'll most likely have to close in the next few days, except for emergency flower orders.
I know flowers don't seem like something would be an emergency, but if there's a service in the family and they want to have flowers, we want to be able to help them.
Powell says he's been trying to sell flowers any way possible, with discounts and bundles, but they still have a lot left over, and the flowers won't last until business can pick up again.
Well, we're just going to have to be at the point which, and I hate to do this, but it's, at the end of their lifetime, we just have to toss them because we've got nothing else we can do.
Rosemary Ponto owns a single rose florist in South Bend. She says she hopes for one order a day, but sometimes that doesn't even happen.
So I do have flowers ordered that have came in today. I will have those, and those are going to be good for a week to 10 days because they're fresh. But after that, I don't know what will happen.
Both Ponto and Powell are trying to be fair with customers who have already paid for flowers but needed to cancel. Powell says he credited the account of one customer to use in the future.
In this particular case, he did pick up just a bouquet and a couple flower things that he could take home so he could still have a private wedding.
Like many other small business owners, Ponto and Powell are unsure of how they'll make it through the next few weeks and possibly months. I'm Anna Caroline Caruso, WVPE News.